Talk about the Greens, that bunch of idiots.
Hey there, Climactic Collective listeners.
I'm Emerald Moon.
And I'm Tom Bella.
And together we host Serious Danger,
a podcast about Australia's broken political system and its greatest threat,
the Australian Greens.
It's a show about green politics in Australia.
The kind of politics that puts people and the planet before profit.
We talk to cool and interesting people about fighting for good shit, like taxing billionaires,
housing for all,
workers' rights,
First Nations justice,
and drugs. Sweet, sweet, sweet drugs.
Join us on Serious Danger every Sunday. You can subscribe to us anywhere you get podcasts.
You can find us on Patreon. We're at Serious Danger AU on the socials, or just head to seriousdangerpod.com.
That's Serious Danger with me, Emerald Moon.
And me, Tom Ballard. Do you think we need something at the end there? Go Greens.
Welcome to the Sustainable You podcast with your hosts, Jackie Kidman and Lisa Whiston, self-proclaimed urban hippies, waste warriors, and passionate women. Tune in for practical information and inspiration on how to reduce your impact on the environment and become a more sustainable you.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Sustainable You podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Kidman.
And I'm your host, Lisa Whiston.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
We are together, people. We are together.
We are looking each other in the eye. We are sitting side by side. It's exciting times.
Partners in crime.
Yeah, yeah. It's good to be back together.
It is, actually. It is.
Certainly do get a lot more done. I feel a lot more, like, ready when we're together.
Yeah.
So we thought that we would do a podcast, a timely podcast, I would say, around this time of year, which we are currently in the start of November, and we are only weeks away from Christmas.
It's that time of year.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. do you have a favourite Christmas song? Can I try and think
I sing that one a lot. That gets in my head. Toys in every store.
Yeah. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
This wasn't actually in the podcast plan. Stop singing. That's all right.
So a little bit of a disclaimer to start with.
Yeah.
If you have little people listening in on this podcast, we may talk about things that they may not be ready to hear. So we encourage you to maybe come back and listen when you're by yourself. Or if you aren't with the kids or you feel that your kids are okay to listen to this, then hang in there.
Yeah.
Keep listening.
Keep on listening. Don't turn us off.
Alrighty.
So Christmas. You love it.
I love Christmas.
Yeah.
I really do. I love the festivities of it. It's a busy time. It's my birthday's at the start of the month mm-hmm. of December. And I have a 40th happening this year as well.
Very exciting.
So I'm really thinking about Christmas and getting organised, trying to get organised. I've started to already do some of the planning for the presents and also some of the, and some of the buying actually for the presents.
Okay.
So we won't be at our house this Christmas. We'll actually be in Perth. So I probably won't go as crazy with the decorating that I do, but mm-hmm. I am that person that does buy, like, the lasers and...
Yeah, I love Christmas lights. I'll give you that. I'm usually very disorganized with presents, and I actually find the idea of Christmas quite stressful. But this year we've culled our Christmas celebrations down from 3 days to hopefully just the one.
Yeah.
So wow. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
But Christmas lights I do get very hooked into.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
I also love the magic of Christmas. So for me, like when I had kids, it just amplified. Like, you know, it's so magical. And I just love the effort that people go to decorate their houses and to welcome, you know, the community to walk around at night and check out all their, you know, all the effort that they've put in. And
It is a nice time.
It's so good. It's beautiful. And I feel that the magic of, like, my husband loves Christmas as well, because I said to him, just this week. I said, maybe we shouldn't do Christmas presents for, like, each other. Yeah. And he just said, but I love it, you know, like, and he was a bit like, no, don't take that away from me. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's just partially because his birthday is the next day. He's a Boxing Day baby. And for the last 3 years, every Christmas present I've bought him, he's returned.
Oh.
So I'm kind of like, oh, God, what do I do? Anyway, I think I might be okay with the presents that I've got in mind for him this year. So anyway, love, love, love Christmas. Love the magic of it. Love the idea. I love the gatherings. I just love it. I love the busyness. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I do enjoy that. My girlfriend, Ellie, she comes over to my house and she's like, oh, it's like Christmas spewed up in your house. And I'm like, come on, get into it. She's like, nah, I hate it. Get me away from it. But I love the outward celebrations, but I also love the fact that we get to chill out and spend time with family. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. So when we're thinking about Christmas then, and we're trying to put on our sustainability kind of hat, I do find, and maybe I'm finding a little bit more this year, because I've had such a focus on it and it's one of my main core values. I am finding that I'm being a little bit pulled. You know, so for me, like, a lot of the time I buy a lot of secondhand stuff. I borrow stuff. And I find it very easy to slip into that buying lots of things and, like, in terms of gifts for people and kids, that I'm really conscious that it's challenging my core value.
Yeah, so you can kind of slip out of your usual good habits, and then Christmas brings out those bad habits, I suppose, or those...
Yeah, so all of a sudden my kids are unwrapping presents that are packaged to the nines. Is that a saying? Mm-hmm. You know, like, a really over-packaged, a really plastic, fantastic, and I kind of find myself going, oh, that's going to break in, like, you know... In 1 week, that'll just break.
Yep.
Like, but I'm like, what was I thinking? Mm. You know, like, I just think, and that's where I want to start this process early, because I don't want to fall into that pattern. I know there's going to be some things that are going to definitely, you know, slip through the cracks.
Mm.
And I don't want to be, I guess I'm a little bit worried about being called a bit of a tight ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, when people sort of say, like, you're getting it secondhand, or, like, why is it okay to buy a dress secondhand, and it's not okay to buy a toy necessarily for Christmas secondhand? Or maybe it's just, that's just something that I'm personally dealing with.
Yeah, maybe that's just, yeah, because I think that that's just the way that our society is now. It's like, and it always has been to a degree. Like, I remember being a kid and getting, like, the two-stripe tracksuit pants instead of the three-stripe. And if you didn't have the right brand, like, you felt secondhand. Like, felt like you weren't right quite there.
Yeah.
And I feel like that you grow up with that sense of, sense of who you are and who you aspire to be.
Mm.
And then it's hard to then say, I'm going to buy something that somebody has pre-owned.
Mm.
Like, that's quite a big shift for a lot of people.
Mm. Yeah. And I know that one Christmas I was walking past, like, I was like, okay, I'm done with the kids' Christmas. I think maybe Harvey was little, or maybe I didn't even have Harvey. And I was like, okay, we're just going to get a few presents, because James was just little. And I walked past an op shop, and there was just all this Thomas tank engine stuff and trains in the op shop. And I was like, I walked into the lady and I was like, how much is this? And she's like, the lot is $50.
Yeah.
Now, that was hundreds of dollars, like hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of Thomas the Tank Engine stuff that I got secondhand, and no one would have even known that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, my two-year-old didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe there's this personal, like, challenge that I have, and maybe it's because also not everyone's on the same page as me.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm feeling like I'm getting that conflict that might come up with things like that. So what I'm doing to combat that, I guess, is that I'm making a list. I'm checking it twice.
Yeah.
Get it?
Like it.
I'm making a list of stuff and then I'm doing a search on like Gumtree, eBay, you know, that sort of stuff for some of those, the lists of things. Mm. And I'm also on the things that I'm thinking that the kids want. So I'm seeing if I can get stuff secondhand and what it looks like, because a lot of the stuff might be never used, still in a box.
Yeah.
But it's secondhand.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And or it might be that I know that there's going to be some longevity into that that toy.
Sure.
Or that, you know, that thing. So that it's not going to be something that's going to break down in a week.
Yeah.
It's not going to be, and then it's a piece of plastic that sits in the cupboard because I don't know which bin to put it in because I don't really want to send it to landfill. So I'm just trying to be really clear on what it is that I'm, you know, I'm going to be purchasing. And for, you know, things like I'm also getting like my family to put in for a group present for the kids, you know, for both, like we want to get a basketball hoop and, you know, so.
That's a great idea.
So I'm getting a group present rather than individual things.
Yeah.
You know, but yet we're investing like say $200 or $300 on this basketball hoop that will last.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
and you know what, like kids forget too. Like once they start opening presents, sure, they might appreciate opening 10 presents rather than going outside and seeing what everyone's bought them. But in 3 months time or 6 months or a year's time, and they're still using that larger gift, they're not going to remember that feeling of disappointment of not opening a gift on that one day.
Yeah, and I think that's more of a reflection of us.
Yeah.
Is that when, you know, that like, you know, you kind of think, ungrateful bastards.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you kind of when they open up things and then they're like, you know, like, what's the next thing?
Yeah, next,
what's the next thing?
Next.
It's the same thing with kids' parties.
Yeah.
Like, I used to get really frustrated with that, but it's just like with my kids of like, did you bring me a present? Mm. It's like, whoa. Like, you know, like that's just disrespectful, and you know like it's around teaching my kids not to be a-holes. That's the main thing I want my kids to grow up to be, is to not be an a-hole.
Yeah.
But also, well, I think we need to understand that it's just an overwhelm.
Yeah.
It's not actually them being a-holes, it's just they're overwhelmed with what's going on and they can't comprehend it, but they just look ungrateful.
Yeah.
And yeah, they will love those things down the track. You know, like, you know, like if they get, say, for example, Lego, like that's, they get to play with that stuff over and over again.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so that's what I'm trying to do. You know, and that's for me personally, what's challenging me at this time of year. Have you got anything that challenges you sort of personally or?
Look, for me, Christmas is about trying to make 4 or 5 different family groups happy. And so I found it stressful because it was a lot of providing food and venues and trying to fit everybody in and then get gifts for absolutely everybody. And then the kids were just overwhelmed with presents. So this year, to mitigate a few of those things, we actually held a Christmas in July for one side of the family, which was lovely because the kids did get presents. And they were covered in plastic, but it means that now as Christmas in December rolls around, there's going to be less of that. And I think that my kids can then take the time to appreciate the smaller amount of gifts that they get. The other thing is we've decided within my extended family to try and give the gift of experiences rather than tangible gifts. So that's kind of made me feel better about that, just a lot of waste that occurs at this time of year. And the fact that toys just get picked up and dropped for the next one and then never looked at again. And I hate that.
Mm. Yeah. That frustrates me. I think that's more of our personal, you know, like as an adult,
yeah,
as a parent, you think that stuff costs money, and it's, yeah, you know, it's a, like, you know, it's a hard earned cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, you know, and but that's just cause they're not at that age of understanding that concept of,
yeah,
you know, of money and, you know, of how money works and, you know,
that's right.
All that sort of stuff. So let's go onto that topic then of low waste or gift ideas that we can offer, instead of the plastic, you know, like a physical, or like you said, around experiences.
Yeah, like trips to the zoo or movie tickets or
theatre or sports,
yep.
concert tickets, dinner vouchers.
Yeah.
It's always a bit of good. We always do that pretty much for my parents. We do like a fancy, like a dinner place where they wouldn't normally, you know, go. So they go out and might have a weekend at the Windsor or something in the city, and then like a night, and then they might go out to a dinner somewhere in there.
Or a little handmade voucher to babysit kids or have kids for a sleepover so a couple can go and spend a night together.
That's a nice idea.
Massage voucher.
Do you want to have my kids for
kids?
Massage vouchers are good. Weekends away are good as well.
Yep.
We need to get our husbands to buy us a joint weekend away.
Weekend away for the girls without them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
To ultimate our Christmas present.
Unyoked.
Yeah.
A tiny house. We need it. yeah, like yoga passes, cooking classes, things like that.
Cute.
Our husbands would love if we got them like a golfing experience wouldn't they?
Yeah, round of golf and a fancy golf course.
Yeah. Artwork, that's actually something that I'm requesting. It sounds really like, but for obviously my 40th, I would love to get a piece of artwork that would make me remember, like every time I look at it, I remember that was a gift that was given to me from all these amazing people in my life. So I've, you know, said to anyone that wants to contribute to that, you know, as a bigger piece, I would really, you know, love that as part of a present. So you do the same thing with Christmas. We did actually for my parents again for Christmas. We got a photo of all the grandkids and we got that blown up and framed and,
yeah, you know, we've done like
that sort of stuff before as well. Plants and seeds, they're always good.
Yeah.
We've had a Dan Murphy's voucher. They just go like that.
Why do they get? They never expire, do they? They never sit there for long enough. Yeah,
I always like for friends and teachers and stuff like that. I make my homemade pickles. I think I've talked about them before.
Yeah, homemade stuff.
Homemade
great.
Like stuff of pickles and like I just saw James's prep teacher on yesterday, and she was sort of like, you know, I've still got to get that pickle recipe from you. So like, you know, in 12 months, you know, 12 months around, she's still talking about the pickles, which you don't like pickles.
I hate pickles.
I only just found that out recently.
Yeah. I don't really like anything vinegary.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Like I don't like vinegar.
Okay.
Do you have vinegar on your fish and chips?
No, used to. Do.
Or those onions, what are they called? Those little
pickled onions.
Pickled onions are disgusting. Sauerkraut, not a fan.
Oh.
Mm.
You know sauerkraut's not vinegar.
Doesn't matter. Still pickly.
It's still pickly. It is. It's fermented.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I struggle with kombucha because of that too. I don't really like ferment.
Oh.
Is that a word?
I don't know if it's a word.
It's my word now.
Anyway, homemade things I think are really sweet, and you can, you know, the purpose of reusing all those glass jars that you've collected over the years.
Yeah, for the whole year.
You know, that's a great way of doing it. So, I'm gonna have to start the process of pickling, doing my pickles, because everyone's
asking
me.
Take me off that list.
I'll take Lisa, won't get a Christmas present this year. I also have a huge rosemary bush that I need to trim back. So I'm thinking about bunching them up, wrapping them up with some cool, you know, little funky fabric and gifting them to people.
Cute.
As well as part of that sort of thing.
Love it.
Too.
Yeah.
So there's some of the alternate gift ideas that you can do instead of a physical present.
Yeah.
They're probably, like what I've said about things that are going to last, or things that are made from, say, wood.
Yep.
Or there are more sustainable, have more sustainable practices as well.
Mm.
So, you know, like in looking at companies that, you know, are like, you know, ethically and sustainably and sourced and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, there's so many companies around now that are doing things with this, not only in mind, but like as front of mind. It's like their sole purpose is to create something that's circular or sustainable or sourced properly. You just have to, like, say you're going to buy somebody a pair of socks. If you just type in Google sustainable socks, there'll be a multitude of companies that are like using recycled fabric to make new textiles, or like, you know what I mean? Like, they have different amazing ethical programs where they'll buy back old socks and reuse them. Not necessarily the way that you send them back, but
yeah.
So maybe just kind of taking that moment when you're thinking of gifts for people is to just kind of like search to see if there's a more sustainable way to find that type of product.
And there's heaps now. I was reading, I can't really remember the stat, and it's going to sound terrible when I'm just going to make up a stat, isn't it? But
Where's Mary?
The stats girl. That things around like sustainability and circular economy and all that sort of stuff, say like 12 months ago, it was in a company, it represented like, say, 15%. Now it's actually representing more like 70% of there's a whole component. Of
their focus.
Their focus.
Yeah.
Well, what happens to our product when it's, you know, it's broken or the end of life or, you know, that sort of stuff. Like what, it's more looking at, you know, how they start the product more sustainable and how they end, you know, how it's ended as well. So, so that's cool. I think that's a really cool shift that I was like, well, the more we start talking about the fact that we want to buy more, you know, sustainably or ethically or, you know, then the more that this stuff's gonna, you know, start to be just a common day. Okay. So let's talk about the, when you've got the gift, for example, that is a physical gift that needs to be wrapped.
How are you going to wrap it? How do you wrap it?
Well, I just choose wrapping paper that I've either like repurposed, you know, so it's either taken off someone's given me a gift.
So I reuse it. Yep.
Or I just keep the wrapping really simple. So it might just be that brown papered wrapping that you can just get, like rather than a patterned sort of thing, because that way then you can either get the kids, if it's a gift for someone, the kids can draw on it. That supplements the card as well. We don't give
cards. Yeah, I don't really give cards either.
Unless I'm giving a voucher or I'm giving cash, I'll do a card.
Oh, but just on cards. Yeah. So I bought these really cool cards the other day because my daughter and I like to do crafty stuff. I just bought some watercolors. I've been getting into watercolor painting. And so I was buying some nice, looking for nice paper. And I found this company called Paper Go Round, and they sell cards, like plain cards, or you can get bulk cards printed for your corporate use or whatever.
Yeah.
But their paper has seeds in it.
I was just thinking, is that where you're going? Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. So we bought some, and they're just like a really small company in Australia. I'm sure there's quite a few of them around now, but yeah, you can choose if your paper or your cards have vegetable seeds, herb seeds, or flower seeds.
So you give the card.
Yeah.
And then once they're done with that card, they can plant it in the ground.
Yeah. They plant it in some soil, just some potting mix.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And it grows. It's really cool.
That's cool. And I also think by purchasing it, not from like a big bulk, huge, you know, like,
sorry, Hallmark.
Yeah. Fuck you, Hallmark.
John Sands.
Yeah. Like from a personal person who's personally made them.
A personal person. As opposed to an impersonal person.
Yeah. Don't deal with any impersonal persons. Like if you're going to like a craft market or like there's heaps of like little, you know, Christmassy things. I love the handmade, crafted, you know, ones.
Or like if you go to a fair trade store and they're made, like they help communities, poor communities earn money.
Yeah. Alternatively too, if you have had Christmas cards before, like the year before, you can just, most of the time, only half of it's been written on. So you can repurpose the, you know, like a card.
Yeah, my grandma used to do that.
Staple it onto like as part of your gift wrapping, you know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, or just cut out the little design and use that to 3D add to another card that you make or something.
Yeah, cute.
Cute.
So So that's how, so with my wrapping, I try not to do much sticky tape. I try and limit the sticky tape, but I know that there is like fabric tape or
paper tape. I saw that on Instagram the other day.
But I haven't actually sourced it myself, so I can't tell
me either
what it's like. Actually, I did see there is paper tape at Bunnings.
Oh.
Yes, because I was looking it up for research for the podcast.
Okay.
And I was like, you know, where do you buy, you know, like the paper tape from? And it says Bunnings.
Okay.
There you go.
Might go have a look.
Yeah.
Kane was just at Bunnings.
Oh, surely he'll go back soon, honey.
Any excuse. He will have forgotten something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But we were also talking about...
No, the biggest thing to avoid this year is that that silver-backed, cellophane-y, plasticky wrapping.
Yeah, like it almost looks like a bit hieroglyphic-y kind of, yeah, you know, like a
shiny stuff.
Yeah. And it can't be recycled. So yeah. It's just going to go to landfill. So be really conscious about like that sort of stuff that you're purchasing. You know, just don't purchase that.
Yeah,
that
kind. Don't buy that.
I also know that when a lot of my wrapping paper that I've got over the years is from op shops.
Right.
Just people who have, you know, you have excess wrapping paper.
Yeah.
A lot of the time you buy extra. Some people can't store it, so they just send it off to the op shop. Like I have majority of the rolls that I've purchased, I haven't been brand new. They've been from an op shop. So that's an idea as well.
That's about being organised, because that's me at the last minute going, oh my God, I haven't got any wrapping paper, and just buying it from like the reject shop or whatever.
Yep. As you see it, you need to get it. Yes. Or you just buy, so we've seen stuff where people can wrap up, like say if you're getting a scarf for someone,
mm-hmm.
using the scarf as part of that wrapping, you know, with a bottle of wine and a scarf, that's the yep. wrapping. String instead of those ribbon sort of things.
Yeah.
You know, like the plastic ribbon stuff. Because any of those plastic ribbons.
Oh, the curling ribbon. The
curling ribbon that you put on. That can't be recycled. That's actually one of our questions from one of our listeners was wondering about that. That can't be recycled. So we just, it's trying to avoid it or try and reuse it over and over and over again wherever you can. I guess that's just around, you know, trying not to make it single use.
Yeah. If I have time, I make bags usually. Like I sew people a bag, put their present in.
Yeah, great.
Which then they can use the bag again later.
Yeah. That's a cool gift actually, is those reusable bags.
Mm.
Because that's been, you know, everyone knows, you know, you need to have those. And there's people, those ones that fold up, top, you know, small into your handbag and stuff.
Yeah.
I've had my reusable bags that were gifted to me actually by my sister, I think, for one Christmas. I reckon I've had them for over 10 years.
Mm.
I'm just, because they're the, yeah, constantly reuse them. I don't need to get another.
They're your best friend.
My best friend. And also consider whether you need to wrap it or not. So if you're putting stuff into a Santa sack and they're pulling it out, does it need to be wrapped?
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about this earlier because I remember as kids, one year Santa didn't wrap presents. It was, they were just like...
The elves really couldn't be bothered.
They were tired and they were busy. And the year before we were opening presents and unwrapping paper, and then one year the presents were just in the sack. And I remember noticing that as a kid, but... to mitigate that, my sister and I, we used to close our eyes and reach our hands into the sack and pull the present out without actually looking into the sack. And that was enough of a surprise for us because we just really liked that element of not knowing what we were getting.
Maybe you give the kids a blindfold as well.
Homemade blindfold. Love it. Love it.
All right. So I reckon we pretty much covered things around the gifts and the gift giving and all that sort of stuff.
Decorations. What do you decorate your tree with?
Oh God, I love my tree. It's a beautiful, beautiful tree. I invested a lot of money in that tree, knowing that we used to get real trees.
Mm, so did we.
And they're a bit of a, love them, amazing, but we have hot days sometimes and then sometimes all of a sudden you get home and the tree's dead.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like I think it's hard to maintain a real tree. And I do feel bad for cutting down a tree. You know, all those sort of things were just coming up for me.
Yeah.
I know that you can get, like people say, like use a potted tree, you know, that then you can reuse over and over again.
Yeah, but I'm yet to know of any potted tree that actually gets reused every year though. Like I always looked at them and thought...
That might be a challenge for our listeners.
Tell me if you've used a potted tree more than once, because I always look at them at the shops and think, I love a real tree and I love the idea of like, not killing it to have it there, But I just feel like I don't think it would last till the next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you repotted it. I'm not very good with that kind of thing.
Maybe we're just not that good at
it. Anyway, let us know if that has worked for you, because I would look into that if that works.
So, yeah. So I've got a beautiful plastic tree now, which I've had it now for like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
But I bought that knowing that this will be the tree that I'll have for the next 15, 20, you know, plus years.
Yeah.
Right? And I the tree itself could just be, it's, I don't even need to decorate it. That's how pretty it is.
Wow.
It's really pretty. The lights are all in there.
Oh, the lights are
really
in there.
Pretty. It's really beautiful. We'll show you a picture of my tree. And I just, obviously you've got all the kids' little things that they make cute, but then I put them on a side tree. I've actually got a separate tree for them. Dangle that off like a few separate trees. They just look better on a different tree.
Yeah, I think so too. That really shows them off better.
A lot of my decorations are actually secondhand.
Well, that's so really
my
good.
My mum, she's always got beautiful decorations, and she was over them. She'd used them for maybe 5 or so years and or 10 years, I don't know. And she was like, I want some. So she chose to buy some new ones. She gave all her old ones to me. I don't know. I've just got boxes and boxes of Christmas decorations around, and I very rarely buy anything new. If I do buy a new little Christmassy little ornament or whatever like that, a lot of the time it's like a wooden thing.
Yeah.
So there is a guy that is in my area, and he makes a lot of reclaimed Christmas things. So he'll make like the wooden Christmas trees. You see those ones that, you know, like you can still hang stuff off it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Flat, like almost like a pallet Christmas tree.
Yeah. And you like, can you pull the limbs out and move them around,
yeah,
those ones?
Yes, there's that one too, but then also the flat ones that you could, you know, hang things off. And yeah, there's a variety. And that's all reclaimed sort of stuff. So I will quite often buy a little thing, just a little extra thing with that.
Yeah, I get carried away at Meijer sometimes, I will admit.
I never go to them. Never really go to those.
But I don't throw any old decorations out either. I just kind of like have a base collection with a range of colours, and I do like to change my colour scheme each year, but I generally will just do different combos of the ones that I've got and I don't throw them out.
I mean, an idea could be that you can ask, you know, people, because if people are changing up, like you were saying, you could put out there to say, hey, is anyone, you know, getting rid of any of their old Christmas decorations? What's your colours? I'm looking at changing a colour. You know, like, do you want to do a swap? I mean, that's just, you know, like, people could definitely start something like that.
Yeah.
You know, op shops have, like, you know, I've picked up some stuff from op shops. You know, there's lots of different ways that you can kind of not have to buy brand new stuff.
Yeah.
And there is just so much Christmas stuff out there that you can really go bananas. So just trying to help people to just pull it back in a little bit, save their pennies too, do a bit of a swap if you can. So that's me with decorations. A lot of the lights we've had for years.
Yeah.
Or I might just I've borrowed lights, you know, from people who aren't using theirs, you know, things like that over the time as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just build it up and, you know, then I store it, store it in the shed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've had my lights up since July 27th when we had Christmas in July.
You're ready to go.
I'm pretty much, no, one set I did around the fireplace, and I've just kept them up because CBS.
Magical.
Yeah, it's, and I love magical. Them. The kids sometimes just put them on.
Yeah, that's
at
beautiful.
Random nights.
That's beautiful. I love that.
And I've still got my Christmas tree fully decorated, just moved into the garage so I didn't have to disassemble and redo it.
Yes.
But just on that, on buying, kind of getting caught up in the moment and buying things for Christmas, that kind of reminds me of like where people will go and buy Christmas napkins and bonbons and all the things that you buy when you're having people over for Christmas, in that Christmassy theme, that are single use and just going to get chucked out, like, you know, themed plates or I don't know,
napkins, cups,
yeah,
streamers
or decorations, that kind of things for the house.
Yeah. So that would be good to go back and listen to our party.
Yeah, a party podcast episode.
Party. podcast because there'll be similar things there, like by using like cloth tablecloths, cloth napkins. The same cloth, white cloth napkins can that I've made for Christmas one year out of fabric. We just use them for parties or for, you know, like you could just reuse them. Yeah. They're not themed. They're just white.
Yeah. Or, yeah. I mean, if you really want themed ones, you could buy Christmas fabric and make napkins or a tablecloth or whatever and then just bring that out every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So on the bonbons,
yeah.
Have you seen that you can make your own?
No.
DIY.
Oh, hang on. Is this with toilet rolls?
Yes. The empty toilet roll.
Yes.
Just collect them, and I've seen people are putting in like little packets of seeds in there. You can get the crack, so it still makes the.
How do you get those cracker things?
Spotlight, apparently, or eBay.
Shut the front door.
Yep. Yep. And then you just make them. So I
my craft radar is going off.
Oh my god, it is! It is.
You just wait, people.
Can't wait! Can't wait! So, yeah, you can definitely make your own with that sort of stuff because a lot of the time those have, like, are filled with, like, plastic little crappy little things. So you could either put chocolates in there or you could put in, little seeds or, I don't know, anything.
Like, love it.
Like, just to make it a bit of fun with that kind of aspect.
Bring it on.
There you go. Just, again, with sharing, like, the if you've got plates rather than using paper, think about, just that. Getting everybody, like, generally if you've got family coming over,
yeah,
just to say I'm short plates by 10.
Yeah.
Can you bring 5? You bring 5 or you bring 8 and you bring 2, whatever. Yeah. And then you're not having to, and you're at a house, so you can wash them, that sort of stuff. If you're at a house, if you're at a park, you can still take that there. What else in terms of the party stuff? I feel like we've
I think we covered most of it.
So just go back over that episode and just put your Christmas hat on.
Yeah, I think just people just need to be, with Christmas especially, like people get carried away. And so I think like people just have to be mindful that there's a lot of waste and a lot of kind of not just products but food that goes to waste. There are people that don't have the resources to do these Christmas lunches that you do. So just be mindful of the fact that you don't need to go crazy or perhaps look at, spending that excess money on donating to those that are less fortunate to you or I don't know. I just feel like with Christmas, people just get so cuckoo.
Oh, totally. I'm guilty of that. Don't let, I guarantee. Do you know something we did that's not wasteful last Christmas was my sister ordered the HelloFresh Christmas box. We're not paid by HelloFresh, but we could be. I mean, like, happy for them to pay us.
Like, get their people to talk to our people.
Yeah, yeah. Get Mary to send an email. So there's HelloFresh box. So you say you're going to have 8 people or whatever.
Mm.
We had, and you know, normally after Christmas, you're still eating the food like weeks or days, days and days later, you're still eating that food, which is not wasteful, but, there is obviously a lot of that excess food purchase. Mm. So she purchased that. Say there was 10 of us. She said there was 10 of us and there was very little waste.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't that good? And it's got your meal plan sorted out. Really, really good.
Okay.
So, obviously they put in exactly what ingredients you need and, so you're not having to.
So you can make your own Christmas lunch, but they just give you everything that you need.
So you're still making it, still cooking it, still doing that.
Yeah.
They just give you everything you need.
How does that work, though, when you host but everyone brings over food and you actually don't cook anything?
Well, she just said that we just all chip in.
Oh, yeah.
Or we bring the grog. She'll cover the cost for that.
Oh, yeah.
Or one, that sort of thing.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, yeah. Jackie.
So I got the really cheapest bottle of bubbles
to take. Tight. Oh. Cool. Well, the only thing we haven't really covered is the fact that, and kind of relates to this wastefulness, is that generally in the lead up to Christmas, people tend to kind of spring clean, declutter their homes, sort out some old toys that they no longer use and to make room for new ones. And so we wanted to say a couple of things about that. So the first is to be mindful if you are decluttering as to kind of where all that stuff's going to go, not to just putting it in a box and sending it to landfill, is to really look at ways that you can repurpose or give away, toys, books, clothes, those kinds of things that you need, you know, that you've grown out of or your kids have grown out of.
Mm. There's the op shop. That's obviously your first one. But when stuff's kind of really used and abused and it's not no longer working, and, you know, like the op, mainly for the options for those is landfill.
Mm.
But I've just purchased a toy waste box from TerraCycle just as a bit of a tester so I can kind of come back to the community and explain a little bit more.
Mm.
But I know that there is stuff that I've cleared out, like, for example, the bath toys. You know, that they're a little bit, you know, like you can't really repurpose these bath toys that we've had for 7 years.
yeah.
You know, they're a little bit, they're really overused. They might, you know, like, but I know that the only option for me personally is to send them to landfill
mm-hmm.
or attempt to send them to an op shop and see if they would do anything with them. But they'd probably then have to pay for it to get rid of it. Because
mm-hmm.
I know that they're not good enough to give.
To resell. Yeah.
So I purchased through the TerraCycle program, I've purchased a toy waste box that I can fill that up with toys and then they will, like, actually recycle it.
Yeah, so they'll pull it apart and, like, separate what it's made out of
yeah.
and recycle them yeah. appropriately.
Yeah, yeah. But that's costing me to do that. So I'm just being really conscious. At the moment I'm piling everything up in a box. Boxes, to be honest with you, in the shed and just waiting till I figure out what to do with it. So that's where I was sort of like, you know what, I've seen there's this option. I'm going to give it a go and then see how I feel about it. And I'll give you guys a review on that one day.
Great. I look forward to
it's
that.
Coming. It's on its way. It's on its way. So, yeah, so just be really mindful about, like, tossing out stuff. A lot of people say, well, Santa's going to give you 3 gifts, so you need to give up 3 gifts to kids that don't have 3 things to kids that don't have things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really beautiful, you know, way of, you know, like, a gratitude kind of, you know, thing you do with your kids.
Yeah.
My kids, we do that. And then my kids somehow find them and bring them back into the house.
Oh my God. Mine are the same. Oh my God. I can't throw that out. Oh, yeah. I haven't played with it in 2.5 years, but I really need it. I just need it, Mum. Please. No. Okay. I'll just throw that out when you go to bed.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to really take it and put it in the boot of your car so they can't see it, don't you? It's like, take it away.
Mm.
And then it rolls around your boot of your car. So yes, just to be mindful about that sort of stuff. I don't know, is there anything else that you think that we need to have a quick chat about and maybe hash out?
No, I can't think of anything else. I think we've covered off.
I hope we've covered off. But as always, you can email us. You can, you know, message us on the socials, Facebook or Instagram, and just let us know what your questions are or your feedback on, you know, this is actually another way of doing things, because this is a journey of learning, and we definitely want our community to we've got such a knowledgeable community.
Yeah.
I love it. I love when people say, did you know this or did you know that? I'm like, I didn't know, you know, like, and yeah. we don't expect, like, as we have always say, we don't know everything. Our community is what keeps this podcast going, and we really want you to continue to share that out.
Yeah. And then like, as the year has, you know, ticked on and we're looking at to doing this next year, we'd really love your ideas on topics. Like, what do you want us to cover? What have you always been curious about, but you kind of haven't had the time to research fully, or you would like us to do some work for you? Just let us know. You can email us sustainableupod@gmail.com, or you can message us on Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. In the meantime,
we hope that this has helped you to become
a more sustainable you.
Sustainable You can be found on Instagram @SustainableUPod, on Facebook @SustainableUPodcast, or you can email us @SustainableUPod@gmail.com. Episodes are created and produced by Lisa and Jackie.
Idiots.
Hey there, Climactic Collective listeners.
I'm Emerald Moon.
And I'm Tom Bella.
And together we host Serious Danger,
a podcast about Australia's broken political system and its greatest threat,
the Australian Greens.
Yeah. It's a show about green politics in Australia.
The kind of politics that puts people and the planet before profit.
We talk to cool and interesting people about fighting for good shit, like taxing billionaires.
Housing for all.
Workers' rights.
First Nations justice.
And drugs. Sweet, sweet, sweet drugs.
Join us on Serious Danger every Sunday. You can subscribe to us anywhere you get podcasts.
You can find us on Patreon. We're at Serious Danger AU on the socials, or just head to seriousdangerpod.com.
That's Serious Danger with me, Emerald Moon.
And me, Tom Ballard. Do you think we need something at the end there? Go Greens.